Everybody go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour, the last hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And joining me in the studio is Greg Scalzo. And I'll tell you this, Greg Scalzo is, we say he's part of the front office team, but he's been my mentor many times when I need to have advice in radio and ideas. I would go to Greg Scalzo. Now, let me tell you something about Greg Scalzo. When I first met Greg Scalzo, I thought he looked like Tom Cruise. I thought he looked like Tom Cruise. And so, you know, he was, I think you were just doing a show, sports show, and sales.
Yep.
And he would just be moving around. So one time we had a golf outing, and I had to go on the golf outing, and we were on the same team, best ball.
Yep, we were playing a best ball scramble. That's right. Lock LaBelle.
Right, we was playing best ball. So why did this man come in, almost hit a hole in one, and then go? You had so many things to do that day that you would just meet us out there and hit the ball almost hole in one or hit the ball 200 yards and just take off and then come back, and then I would putt, and we would finish putting. But it was just crazy to see that you had so many different skill sets. Like, you were able to, whatever you was doing, you had to, you know, handle some business, come back and golf. And at the end of the tournament, I think I asked you, I was like, how do you stay organized and do all of these things with partners, with teammates and things like that? And I thought that I wanted to learn how to do that. I want to learn how to do exactly what you do.
You're making this about me, but this is about you,
Tory. I'm just saying why. No, I'm just saying. Like,
I know.
I got to let people know the texture.
Yeah.
Because you're just not somebody that's just coming in and just sitting down.
Well, that's why we were always like-minded people. That's why we connected. Because you did the same thing. Now, you were doing different things, right?
Right.
In different realms. But the ability for you to balance everything you do in the community as an activist, come on here, be a broadcaster, be an entertainer, provide news to the people. You know, walk through the halls, create relationships, be with partners. I mean, you're saying that about me, but you were doing the same thing. That's why all of a sudden we were like kindred spirits.
Like, I was like
doing ESPN radio, then coming over here and talk about the serious stuff. You know, doing Packer pregame up in Green Bay, winning awards in Madison, doing it all.
Yeah, I guess that's why we get along.
That's it.
You know, and the thing is, when you talk about putting together people that's like-minded, teammates to work together. I mean, I think you do an amazing job with kind of just getting us in a space where we're around super creative people to get the job done. And I think that the best thing about what I've seen with the culture, I was able to go in different, I was on The Truth, but I would go over to ESPN Wisconsin and I was welcomed. Many times, you know, a lot of people be like, I'm afraid to go over there. I just went, it's like, hey, like, hey, Scal's like, I want to talk on the, come on, let's go over here. Like,
that's right.
Like, right there on the spot. Like, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. Like, okay, I didn't know it was going to happen like that. But this is why I say it was no ceiling for me.
Yeah.
In GKB, as far as dealing with broadcasting or sports or 620, even though I was just a radio show host on The Truth, I was able to do the Packer pregame show in Green Bay a season.
That's right. People still talk about Tory Lowe Tuesdays on Scalzo and Bros. I mean, yeah, it's a beautiful
thing, right?
Tory Lowe
Tuesdays, everything, yeah.
We want it to be a meritocracy, right, where if you're doing good work, you're going to continue to earn opportunities. Right. And I think you kind of, you know, help to epitomize that. Like, we get to do this every day. One of my favorite things about Tory Lowe is he has such a great perspective, is that he come in here, right, and everybody's got hard days at their job, right, and you've got stuff to do, and there's always things going on, and you could choose to look at it and be like, oh, I got to do this, or oh, I've got this coming up, or oh, what are we going to talk about? Who's going to be in the pop culture report? Is Zimmel here going to have, you know, the right songs to play for the day? Is the break screen going to look right? And you come in here and you'd say, Scals, I just love doing this. This is like vacation to me.
It is a vacation.
Because, you know, that's the epitome of when you are creating things, when you do get the opportunity to do what we do every day, you want to have fun with it. And when you have fun with it, what happens? The audience feels it. It's contagious. Now, you have that unique ability to go from talking about the serious things, getting the point across, getting the right news to the audience before anybody else has it, but then the ability to also ramp it up and have some fun.
Right.
You know, and that's it. That's a rare thing, but I think that's what makes – you know, you special, and I think that's what makes 101.7 The Truth special, right? Is to be able to communicate effectively, you know, to an audience that yearns for that and that yearns for authenticity, and that's what we get with you, Tory Lowe.
I remember when The Truth was first forming, and we were sitting at this restaurant off of King Drive, and it was just this, a lot of ideas was being shared, but I remember telling you I wanted an active listening audience. And you looked at me and was like, yeah, like, let's do it. Like, whatever, you know, and that's what happened. You know, from that conversation to the cleanups, to the walk against violence, to the call to actions, to solving homicides, to finding missing people, to exposing scams. Right. I mean, we did that. And so I'm looking forward to what we have on the docket next. But everything we talked about happened.
Everything. Yeah. I mean, I remember that same time you were telling me about how you started getting to know people in the community and why the cleanup was important to you. Mm-hmm. Right. And you were going into different neighborhoods alone, just starting to pick up trash. And you said, nobody has a problem with the guy that goes into the neighborhood.
No, nobody's
going to
argue with you if you're picking up paper. No, yeah. And they not.
And so you'd started talking about that and then how, you know, it kind of grew from there. And, you know, for us at Good Karma, we're so lucky to have you who initiated so much of that stuff. But, you know, that event to me, right, like you see teammates from our sports team, from our WTMJ team. You see them from our home office, from finance to HR. People who never really even interact, working in the same office every day, standing next to each other, picking up trash, going to different parts of the city, getting to know each other's family. And, you know, that's part of what you've brought here, but also what you've given back to the community. I think it's a microcosm of what you created here at The Truth and what you continue to add when we talk about texture to the texture of the city of Milwaukee.
Hey, look, when I look at GKB and the things that we were able to do, and sometimes I always say, like, I know that when you give opportunity, a lot of people will get lazy and they'll be like, okay, this is always going to be here. But I always told everybody, you got to work like you're looking beyond what you can see and feel that energy and fill the room up with the energy, because you never know. Like, we are in a tough business, broadcasting, you know, where bottom line, you know, things happen. And I think that I knew that from working at CBS and NBC. And I used to be an intern for 1290, one of the older black radio stations. And I was schooled by the old school and a little bit of the new school ideas. And then when I got on the radio, I wanted to run my show off human interest, like just making sure that I take those concepts and add it to The Truth. And I remember when we was talking about like things like ideas, techniques and things like that. Every time I was like, okay, well, maybe I should do this. You said, why not?
Yeah.
You would always encourage me to say, hey, Tory, I don't see why not. If it don't work, we just do something else. But
it
worked. You know, it kind of just went with it. And I was never pigeon-toed, or nobody had ever tried to tell me or say this is what you need to do or not. It was like, trust your instincts.
Fearlessness and authenticity, right, man. When you're in this, and when you're in this industry, when you're in any creative industry, I mean, to me, those two things are paramount. And You got to be able to try stuff, right? And again, you have the audience, you have your community,
right?
You know them, they know you. You see them out here, you know, locally. They listen to you, they watch you. That they're going to be with you because they love you, they trust you, and you love them, and you trust them,
and that's
the magic. That's the special thing of what we do. And when we talk about Tory Lowe and everything he's accomplished, and I know you're the first one to say it, it's all about what Truth Nation has done together, right? It's all about what the audience and the people listening and watching and
I told
along.
You the active listening audience. I mean, we sitting back and that's why I said the hardest part about this being my last show is that we pillared a lot of the original ideas where in the future a lot of people that look like me can have the opportunity to be on the Truth and do what they feel like they need to do for the community. And that's amazing because when I look back 5 years from now and whatever, you know, I develop into over the next 5 years or however the Truth develops in the next 5 years, we'll be able to say, hey, look, that was an opportunity to see if we can build something that ultimately lasted on for other people to have powerful experiences.
Absolutely.
And that's amazing.
That's legacy right there.
That's legacy. That's amazing.
And now you're going to go build another pillar.
Hey, now we're going to build another, you know, what's next, you know? And I'm excited. And I thank you for always being a brother, always listening to my ideas and saying, hey, look, I don't see why not. And you didn't even ask me to ask you. I just know that I just had to ask you because I know that you are a veteran. And I was young at the time. I didn't know. I had to learn the rules of radio as well.
Yep.
You know, I was a baby. I was original organic idea to GKB.
Yeah, it was a good one, too. Yeah. It was a good one, too. And you delivered on it. And I know you had Craig on here earlier. And no, I mean, it's been a privilege. Excited to continue to work with you with what's next. But, you know, this is a day, I think, to be proud of. And, you know, ultimately look at everything you've been able to accomplish. Always what's next.
You get a few hours, but then you got to get back on it.
Yeah.
But I thank you. And I'm going to give you your last words before we run the break. What do you want the community to know?
Oh, man. Well, you know what? You're going to still be able to find Tory Lowe and everything that he brings. Big thank you to everybody who's been a part of the Truth. Big thank you to everybody who's continued to follow with our guy, Tory Lowe. He is special. He is what makes this city special. And can't thank you enough for letting us be a part of your ride, Tory.
Hey, thank you so much. We got a lot of work to do still.
Yes, we do.
Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. The last Tory Lowe show on a Friday, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Ben Brust from Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Shout out to my guy, Tory Lowe, 5 years of amazing work. And guess what, man? You're going to continue to do great work outside of whatever's next because you're powerful. And you are a special man that is saving the community, showing up every day, helping the youth, solving problems. You are the man. The frequency will follow you wherever you go. I love you, Tory.
He the one they call when they can't breathe. When they can't take it anymore, advocate Tory Lowe. He gon' ride when it's time, let the city know. From the hood to the front row, if you hurt, say the word, he gon' stand 10 toes. Advocate Tory Lowe. Every step, every march, you be in that snow. When it rain, when it cold, if you stuck in the dark, he gon' pull you home. Yeah, seen him out by the lakefront, bullhorn, voice cut through the breeze, say your name on repeat. Got the babies marching in the streets. He don't talk like them suits talk. He talk like your cousin on the phone. Where you at? Drop the pen, I'm there. Never leave the people on their own. Advocate Tory Lowe.
101, 7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We gonna open up the lines, Truth Nation, if you want to call in 833-321-21017. Salute to everybody in the chat. I love the chat. I'll tell you this, the most powerful part of the show when I'm in studio is the chat. And the chat, we've been through a lot over the last 5 years. And I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I thank you. Everybody in the chat has been amazing. I can't tell you how much I love and appreciate the texture. When you talk about adding a chat to a show, we have a live active chat, and a lot of the people in the chat do come out to events and call to actions, and we've been standing on the front lines together. So it's not just a chat where people just talking. A lot of people from the chat, they get out here and they really get involved in what's going on in the community. And I'm thankful to have a powerful chat community right here on the Tory Lowe Show. We got Eastside Corey on the lines. If you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. How you doing, Eastside?
Oh, I'm so glad to be here with you, Mr. Tory Lowe. Looking all dapper today, I must say.
Hey.
You're going out on a high note. And I don't know if anybody's been looking at the YouTubes, but the shout out to the advertising department at the Tory Lowe show, the PR department, what y'all been working on? I've seen all the imagery here. I'm like, look at the Tory Lowe. Look at the Tory Lowe job. I'm seeing product placement. I'm seeing, oh, I understand now, sir, Mr. CEO, Mr. Corporation. I see what you're doing. Uh-huh, you're trying to be like the big boys now, Elon Musk. You better watch yourself, here comes Tory Lowe. Okay? Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, all right. Wherever you go, I'm going to follow that. Because I want to be that one that says, I knew you win.
Hey, look, Eastside. Look, Truth Nation can always be where I'm at. And I tell people that. They don't believe
that's
it.
Right.
They don't. A lot of people say that. I'd be like,
one person,
let's go.
You're the one person I can point and say, he does what he says he's going to do. He is what he says he is, nothing more, nothing less, and he asks you to join him. So if we all just do a little bit, we don't have to do a lot.
Mm.
That's so powerful. That's beautiful. Hey. And you're attracting positive energy. And let's keep it up on this level, man. No tears, no sorrow. Let's just keep on walking, keep on moving, keep on dancing into your next version of yourself. Can hardly wait to see this.
Hey, look.
Okay, I'm not going to be able to join you this evening, but I can't join you this evening, but I'm there in spirit.
Oh,
thank you for
always
bringing God and bringing God into your broadcast. That's number one. Blesses me every Monday. Thank God for that.
I appreciate you, man. Eastside.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. And we love you. And we thank you as well. Consistent, always adding to the conversation. We thank you, and I appreciate you over the years for adding to the conversations and coming out. I seen Eastside Corey out and about. He comes out, and I thank him for that, too. We got Lucci Mob on the phone.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, Lucci?
Man, what's good, man? I almost crashed, man. No, I said it's a sad day in the city. Yep, it was a bad day. I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, a couple of times, you know what I'm saying, Tory Lowe, wonderful. You can't replace that, you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing sound right other than Tory Lowe, wonderful, you know what I'm saying, before. I said, now, I want to salute you, brother. You did good. The 5 years you were strong, I remember your first episode, man. I remember you was all chubby looking, man. You looking good, though, you know what I'm saying? You doing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
And I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, hey, man, you did your thing, man. You won the awards. But hey, they're going to have to change the slots, man, because ain't nothing going to sound good from 1 to 4 unless it's Tory Lowe. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving a buck, man. You know what I'm saying? My kids listen to you, man. We in the morning, you know what I'm saying, when you come on, man, and I'm going to get my kids, we don't listen to music, man. We listen to Tory Lowe show. I'm just saying, so, you know what I'm saying? I love you, brother, and I wish, you know what I'm saying? I know you got big endeavors in the way, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't listen to the station no more, you know what I'm saying, since you gone, brother. You have a blessed day, man.
Hey, you know, I'll say this. You know, we have an amazing listening audience. And I think at this point, like I said, we old enough to understand business. We old enough to understand decision-making. But the movement continues. And the truth will now be a platform for some young, up-and-coming broadcaster to have an opportunity to be involved in radio, and we were able to pillar that. We were able to nourish that. We were able to bring it to the point where the truth can last as long, you know, maybe another 10, 15 years, and now we get to move on to something else too. on to the next journey as well. So I think it's a bittersweet moment because, like I said, Truth Nation, we put a lot of hours in, a lot of work in, real work in, and this is what made the Truth special. Every host, every producer, everybody that contributed to making the Truth to what it is today, and we hope that it continues on to also allow opportunity for other young black broadcasters to see what we were able to do and know that the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. And as I move forward into the next, because it's a lot we got to do, trust me, Truth Nation, it's going to be so powerful, but at the same time, I'm never going to be the person that don't reach back. No, even when the Truth moves on, when I move on from the Truth, if any young individual, any young person that's getting into broadcasting, I'm always be available for them and a mentor and somebody that they can call on to ask, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? Because I needed that. And so I'm always continue to do that regardless. So I appreciate what have been done, but I also look forward to what we got to do. And we just reached the tip of the iceberg. It's a lot of more work that's going to be done, and we're going to all be a part of it. This is not goodbye. This is growth. This is taking it to the next level. And sometimes it ain't a blueprint on what that looks like as we create it, as we create the next level. Because I've never seen nobody in this position to create the next level that I'm looking at. And so I'm going to need the support from my community. I'm going to need the support from everybody that wants to make change. And salute to all of the brothers on the front lines. This ain't over. This is a new beginning. This is a new beginning. And we going to all be a village. And like I said, 2026, what I say? It's time to repair the village. If everybody do a little, ain't nobody got to do a lot. I just got a bigger hammer. That's all. I just got a bigger toolkit. That's all I got. But can we take a call? We got Desmond on the lines. How you doing, Desmond?
Hey, how you doing, Troy Lowe? Shout out to you. And I want to shout out to your grandmother because I can tell you love her so much because of the way you mentioned her name. Mm-hmm. And she must have taught you right because you're an independent thinker. Sometimes you go against grandma.
Yeah. You know, I think her what she was able to do back in the day, you just got to upgrade. The principle is okay, but we got to upgrade the strategy. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that, you know.
Yeah, thank you so much, Desmond. Like I said, you're right. Grandma taught me how to pray. She taught me how to think. She taught me how to be independent. And she taught me how to help. She was a helper. So I took those qualities, right, and it grew in me as I grew up. And like I said, a lot of people used to come to grandma's house when everything went wrong at their house. And I would wake up with some kids that I didn't even know. Sleeping, grandma would be like, move over. And there'd be kids. She'd be from, you know, women that have issues with relationships. And all of a sudden, I wake up with about five kids in my room, you know.
Well, that's where you get that help from.
Hey, I just screwed help over. People. You got to move over.
That's like, make some room.
I had to make some room. So it was powerful. But I do it now.
All right.
I tell people to move over. You know, just get over. Just move over. Don't worry about it. Thank you, Brother Desmond. I appreciate you for tapping in. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Yeah. I'm just so grateful that in this time, like, you getting the recognition and the platform that you've always deserved. And I just want to call in to thank you for everything that you do, because I know how hard you work. I know how much time you take away from your family, your children. And people just don't understand how hard it is to leave your family while you going and help other families that have no help.
Yeah. You the voice when they shut us out. Every block, every tear, every promise you vow. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Tory, keep going. You can't clock out when the pain gets loud. Yeah. You stay your ground. Yeah. Never get hard. That's what you're about.
He's standing by that tape line. Talking calm to angry crowds. Saying,
breathe, we gon' get answers. Just stay close, we'll work it out. In the rain with a notebook, writing names, dates. Every vet telling cousins if they wronged you, we'll bring all that pressure back.
101, 7 the Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got the lines open, 833-212-1017. This has just been a lot to take in. I appreciate Truth Nation. I look into the chat. I see Felix, the texter. She says, been listening to you since late 2021. Did two community cleanups with you. Let's keep that. I'll be there. Oh, we're going to continue to do the cleanups. We got GP on the lines. GP.
Hello.
The Truth, Truth Nation Insider GP on the lines. Hey.
Hey, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
GP.
I had to tap in with you. I had to tap in with you for your last show. It's a bittersweet day, but, you know, all the work that you've done, all that you've accomplished, all the beautiful things that you've had, you know, the opportunity to say, and all the people that you've included on this journey. You know, I'm one of them as well. You know, you gave me the opportunity and I ran with it. So I just had to call in and, you know, give you your flowers and just express my gratitude for you. You know, I didn't know anything about the radio business when I came in there and I was producing, and working with you is, you know, a bit of a hassle. I know Andrew can attest to that, but again, I can't thank you enough for, you know, the opportunity to just be there and be a part of, you know, everything that the Truth had to offer. And I'm sure that no matter where you end up, you know, beautiful things will happen, you know, for sure. You always make it happen. That's a testament to everything that you believe, everything that you do, and everything that you like to make happen, you know, in the community. So I can't say enough.
Hey, look, GP, I remember when I first saw you, I said, hey, get ready, because I'm gonna have you on a Pop Culture Report. I'm gonna have you come in and we gonna do the Pop Culture Report. And we didn't really ask for permission to do that either.
Oh, yeah, no, we definitely skipped a lot of steps along the way, but, you know, it worked out. It worked out, so they let me keep doing it until I couldn't anymore.
Right.
But, you know, again, I can't thank you enough. You know, I learned a lot from sitting across that chair with you. You know, even, you know, you kept me on my toes, and I think that's the biggest thing that I can, you know, say that from the opportunity that I had to work with you. Again, you forced me to do the research and be diligent and be prepared and well measured and calculated, you know, and everything, all the conversations, whether they were super serious or, you know, us talking about casual stuff like sports. You know, I see you as a role model, you know, especially I'm still young in this radio game, and you instilled the confidence in me that I didn't have, you know, when I got, you know, the opportunity to sit in that chair across from you. So again, I can't thank you enough. You know, your time with the Truth, you know, everyone will miss you. The city will miss you. But I know, again, wherever you end up, wherever your next journey is, whatever your platform is, I know that the work will continue to get done, and you're going to make wonderful things happen no matter where you end up. So
I appreciate you for chiming in, GP. Once again, I love the fact that we were able to have amazing conversations for the listening audience. And like I said, we are just getting started, and I appreciate you. And Andrew said the put the fork down challenge. You see, Andrew lost 50 pounds. How much did you actually?
I'm down 20. I'm 243. Last time I stepped on the scale, I was 270 in January. So I saw Andrew kept putting the work in. So I'm still chasing Andrew. I mean, Andrew still owes him some money, but we ain't gonna talk about
that. Okay, yeah. Andrew said it. I'm gonna have to start trying to collect the money from you. Trying to hire me to collect to put the fork down. Weight loss challenge. He's saying that he down a few bucks because he didn't get paid. A dual paid up.
Dual paid up. Yeah. Listen, Andrew got my number. He know where to find me at. I got him a shirt. I'm taking his shirt out the build up. Taking his shirt out the build.
You go minus the put the fork down t-shirts out of the bill.
Yeah, I got to collect a little bit. I got to collect something on the back end.
Well, look, we love you. We appreciate you. And we always family. We always going to be able to talk and chat and do things in the future. And I appreciate you and I love you.
I love you, too. I appreciate you. Again, appreciate you, too, Andrew. Everybody from Truth Nation. I appreciate everybody.
Thank you so much, GP. Hey, it was amazing. GP called in. Hey, we may have to get the collections. We might have to send his debt to collections and make it might hit his credit. They might to put the fork down challenge. If he don't pay his debt, it might hit his credit. We might try to file a case against him and make the collections call him.
We're going to tow that scooter, Tori.
Hey, we got Brother Love on the lines. How you doing, Brother Love?
Hey, Tori, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, blessings, Brother Love.
I love you, brother. I love you, brother. Too. Happy birthday. Let me get some. You got a group hug from Group Love, man. I'm going to miss you, man.
Hey, look, we still got work to do. I ain't going to be gone too long. I got to come back in to work Monday.
Yes, brother. And brother, the reason why I started listening to your show, brother, I actually was fulfilled, spiritually fulfilled, mentally fulfilled during these 5 years. And I just want to thank you and congratulate you, brother, on your success and future endeavors.
Thank you, Brother Love, and I appreciate you for being an active listener, calling in, contributing to the conversations, and you showed up to the cleanup, too. You came out to the cleanup.
Yeah.
So you was active. Yes, yes. You was about that action now.
Yes, yes, and God bless you. And God bless Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. Of course.
She was here, and she held it down even when you wasn't here. You know what I mean? She held it down for you. And God bless that queen. And God bless Truth Nation, the whole city of Milwaukee. God bless. And, hey, let's fly high, man. Let's fly high.
All right. Thank you, Brother Love, once again. This has just been an amazing journey. Words cannot express how I truly feel right now because there's no words. But I can say is that we still got a lot of things to try to look forward to move on. I'll say this, I got an amazing group of people that want to see different, that want to see better, that want to see the community change. And we not taking no hot air. We not taking that no more. We want the results. We want outcomes for the community. And I just feel like, okay, we got a lot to work with. And as we move on, it's going to be amazing to see the next 5 years. We got Miss Kathy on the lines. How you doing, Miss Kathy?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. I just want to bless y'all. Y'all did an excellent job. We need 5 more years of you guys and information to the community. It's just a blessing. So just let us know where you're going to be at. And on Monday, that's not going to be a regular broadcast for us like this year. It's going to be something different, huh?
I got a no role. I'm going to be doing reporting. I'm going to be reporting for 620 WTMJ. I'm going to be a reporter and an analyst on ESPN. So
I'm going to look for you. And then you're going to have a podcast or you're going to be on YouTube also?
We're trying to put together something for Truth Nation. So I asked, can I put together something that we can all continue to you know, I mean, I got some ideas.
I know. So what you're saying, you guys that are on the radio now, you guys will try to put them together in the future for us to can kind of follow you on.
Right.
Different things.
Yep. I know that the people kept asking for that. And, you know, as I go into my next space, I'm going to create that space. I always said I should have had a podcast anyway. So I'm going to do that for Truth Nation. I'm going to make sure that I have a podcast so we can chime in on things, current things that's going on in this city as well. So.
Or even if you came on like once a week for an hour or twice a week for an hour, and then if you set up like a fund, not a GoFundMe, that's a savings account, and ask everybody else so often to throw something in there, you know, to help out with whatever you got to do.
A lot of people saying, hey, Tori, just at least give us that, like a podcast, like, you know, and you always refer to having a podcast on the air. So maybe that'll be the vehicle that I connect. But trust me, it's so many moving parts that we got coming in the next journey.
I get you. If you just take the whole summer to get it together, we'll be okay with that. I just love the stuff you do in the community. But I'm going to stop down for a minute. I'm at the courthouse now, but I'll stop down for a few minutes down there. You're going to be down there, right?
Yep. After the show, we'll be at the 3rd Street Market Hall starting at 4:30 to 7:30. So, like I said, if you come through,
we'll... Is it a special spot or just at the bar?
You know, at the bar area where it's in the middle of all the restaurants, we'll be right there.
Okay. Then I owe you dinner.
Oh, that's powerful.
Now, I can't do a dinner over George Roll prices. You know how that goes. No, I got you for dinner. Ain't nothing too expensive in there anyway. So, no, I got
you.
I'm coming right down there to see you and stuff. You guys are just a joy to be on the air. It's like a lifesaver. Some of these people y'all help out with. I just don't even know what we're going to do anymore.
And thank you, Kathy, because you always called in and gave great advice. You always poured into the conversations and added texture to what we've been discussing over the years, and we thank you as well. Hey, look, when we come back, this is the last segment, the final segment. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Dos. Tres. Cuatro. Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. This is the last segment. I'll read some talk to text. I truly miss the show. This is from 4094. I truly miss the show. I discovered the show and radio station maybe 10 months ago. My children and I attended the cleanup. I have gained a lot of knowledge and tremendous amount of laughs. You will be missed. 7285. Says, I'm not crying. My wife put onions in my lunch, I think. But no, all seriousness, I'm going to miss your show, man. I've been here since the beginning. I've told thousands of people about the show. I'm a delivery driver, so trust me, I spread the word all the time. Milwaukee is lucky to have the most powerful activists in the world on our side. I made up the saying, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot, but you took it to the next level. Brother, I'm proud to contribute to your show. I am, and I donated some, I donated to some call to actions as well. Good luck to all your future endeavors. Love you, bro. 5224 says, Tory, it's your boy Craig. Much love to you. Thank you for pouring into our communities. Keep it 100. Keep it moving. We got Michelle on the lines. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm well. Sad to hear the news. Today is your last day there. But listen. I know this is not the end. There's got to be greater ahead. And I am excited for what God is doing. Sad that you're leaving there, but I know he's taking you to higher heights. And so you are well deserving. You're going to be missed on the station. And I'm listening, one of the most powerful activists I know in this city, the city of Milwaukee. And I had to call and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for being who you are. And I appreciate you. I want to cry. But
hey, look, Michelle Pence is on the lines. Helped us with the cleanup this year. I had the location out there for the cleanup in front of Pitt's Mortuary that's on Titonia and Capitol. And I'm going to tell you, Michelle, you inspire me because you do so much work in the community. And I told you, you're like a solid oak tree, a pillar in the city of Milwaukee. And we love you. And we thank you for all that you do as well.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, and I love you all as well. And truly, again, you are going to be missed. And so, I mean, it's an honor. It's an honor. And I know this is not the end, but sometimes when God, what God has, he shuts one door. Listen, you can rest assured there's one that is wide open. And I say thank you for all that you have done. And not for only what you have done, I thank you for what you're about to do ahead.
I appreciate that. And you know what?
Say that.
It means a lot because coming from you, and we've been through our battles in the community before I even got on the radio.
Yes.
We had to deal with families. We had to bury a lot of people that didn't have everything together. And you just was one of those people that I could trust to get through a lot of those serious crisis situations. And you are loved and thanked for doing everything you could in this community along my journey that I've been able to see you do these things multiple times over the years to help families that truly needed it.
Yes, yes. Oh, and I'm so always honored. So always honored. No matter what the circumstance is, I am so always honored. Because I love what I do, and I love my city, and I love the people in my city. Yet there's hurt, pain, and suffering. I love my city, my home, place where I was born and raised. And so I'm grateful, and grateful for people like you that mean so much to so many, so many. And I just want to say thank you. So I had to pick the phone up and give a call.
Well, thank you, Michelle Pitts. You have done so much to inspire me to keep going. You always told me to take a vacation, but I never took it. I guess I never had time to get to the vacation. But hopefully as I move forward, I'll start taking some vacations. Also, Mr. Moore was on the lines. I love you, Mr. Moore. I thank you. I appreciate you. Amazing community member. Mr. Moore was on the lines. Thank you for every time you called in to add to the conversations over the years. You've shown up to events, things like that. Andrew just told me you was on the lines. I just wanted to say that. I love you, and I thank you as well. Salute to everybody in the Talk to Text. Okay, I guess I got what? How long do I have? 2 minutes? I want to read the chat. I want to read everything in the chat. Salute to everybody in the chat. Thank you for being so amazing. One of the best parts of my show is dealing with everybody in the chat, the callers, the Talk to Text, the community members, the partners, the community cleanup, the community awards, the Walk Against Violence, everything that we were able to do, finding people who shot people, finding missing girls, live on the air, bringing in families, searching, doing search parties, call to actions, all of that. We did it. It was amazing. And if I had anything to say, my final words would be, if we can all do our part and contribute to the betterment of our community, we'll be okay. I'm not leaving the community. After this show, I got to go help somebody, you know. The advocacy is not what's ending. It's just this platform. And as we go into a larger platform, we'll still have things to do. So even though we reminisce over the past 5 years of all the things we were able to do, the good times, the bad times, the times we have fun, the times we got out in the community and enjoy one another at the events, at Juneteenth, at Summerfest, at the gatherings, Beyond the Mic with Sherwin Hughes, and all of the things that we were able to do, the summit, the true summit. Out of all of that, we still got a lot more to do. It was just the tip of the iceberg, and I'm telling you, I'm here for it. Salute to everybody that ever joined this show out there in Radio Land, in the chat, in the talk to text, on the lines. We will continue to work. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amazing show today. Powerful. As always, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris of Nick. Chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. They be lying through their teeth. Hope you slip up off your path. I don't switch up, I just laugh. Put my kicks up on their desk. Unaffected by their threats. Then get busy on their. That's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glitter in may not be gold. Don't let nobody play, man.